Good evening, everyone.
Hello, Internet!
Good evening, comrade.
Comrades.
Well, I've been, like, immersed in the whole Obama aesthetic today. And, you know, with his new flag and all. The United States of Obama. And
that is pretty creepy.
You know, there is this kind of socialist, communist, Soviet art thing going on with the, again, I mean, they did it in 2008, but they're trying to revamp it, I guess. Yes, he had his president-elect seal, you know, when he was elected.
He had his candidate, he had a candidate seal, and then he had a elect seal. And then
And he's as far as I can tell, he is the only president or politician who has his own symbol.
Yeah, he's the only one that's ever done that. Oops. Oh, shit.
Who did that?
That was me.
Fucker.
I was trying to add Jay, and Skype barfed and hung up on everybody.
Oh, maybe it wasn't me.
It wasn't you. I think it's Skype.
Sure. Oh, there's a nice echo, though.
I can hear myself twice.
Yeah.
Brita's so nice, we can hear her twice.
All right. Well, now that we're all here, yay.
Yay. Yay, technology.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay, you sound great.
Yeah, it sounds much better.
You suck at internet.
Go figure.
I'm not even on the fucking internet. I'm on my phone, for Christ's sake. That's like, this is the last resort. I mean, it's even plugged in. It's not like it's all the batteries dying. I can do no more. And actually plug the phone into the outlet, the phone plug.
Then it's time to start the show.
All right.
Hey, it's Thursday, September 20th, 2012.
Do you know where your squirrels are?
Yes.
Brita doesn't know about squirrels, but she's surrounded by nuts.
Do you know where your nuts are?
Mine are in a jar on top of the fridge. Oh, wait.
Jay, you missed it while you were rebooting your phone. We started the show talking about Obama's new flag.
Yay! Oh, I've got a special kilted picture dealing with that. Just so you know, coming up tomorrow.
Do you have your own flag, Jay?
Yeah, it's not a flag. No. But it's related to Obama.
Oh, dear. Okay.
So, just stay tuned. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but, the thing going on with the campaign, they're trying to do that whole thing again, the branding
trying to creep people out as badly as possible?
I don't think they realize it. I think they just think it's awesome, awesome Obama, you know.
I wonder if this is like Obama's uber narcissism, and the people around him are like, okay, I'm going to Godwin too, Brita, but they're like Hitler's advisors at the end of the war. They're like, he's gone bug nuts fucking insane, but we don't say shit to him.
I do think there is a reason he's not allowed to do many press conferences.
Oh, of course not. He's going to.
Somebody in the chat just said it's marketing, and it is marketing, and it worked the first time. It worked to get him elected. Right. That was a huge thing in his campaign. It was slick, you know.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. It was new. The problem is, in 2008 he was tabula rasa. He was just this blank slate. He had absolutely nothing. Nothing. He had 143 days of voting present.
Well, actually, he had a lot. It's just that nobody bothered to look.
Well, there's that too. Yeah. But I mean, as far as a political background, he did not have much that his opponents could point to. And because the media was, donning the knee pads, there wasn't anybody going, hey, this guy is dangerously unqualified. And we made fun of George W. Bush as, and I quote, the least qualified person to ever run for president when he was the second term governor of the third largest state. maybe we ought to take a more critical look at Obama. But, you know, oh, my God, he's black. So, therefore, we overlook everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Also, yeah. I don't know how much he's going to creep people, at least his base, or at least the people that are already, you know, are already going to be voting for him and all that out, because, I mean, these are the people that were, you know, too stoned to stay awake during history class anyway. So all of this cult of personality stuff means nothing to them.
Oh, they're probably happy with it. They think it's cool.
Because we're going to do it right this time.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Obama.
It only didn't work last time because the wrong people were in charge.
That's right. It was all those Republicans in Congress. Let's forget the supermajority that did nothing.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi.
I was looking back at my old blog, 2008, before the election, and I was kind of looking to see what I had written about, you know, all the artwork and all the marketing that was going on in the Obama campaign. And I wrote a blog post. There was a little girl at this party I went to, and this was in 2008 before the election. And it was like a summertime party. And I was talking to this little girl, and she was like six. And I was asking her about her birthday, and she was talking about her birthday party. And, you know, I was asking her, like, what kind of birthday party you want? Do you want Hello Kitty? Do you want a Barbie party? No, she wanted an Obama party for her birthday. Ugh. And that's how, you know, pervasive that marketing kind of thing was. Because to her, it looked cool, and it was, he's a superstar. And, you know, but you guys are right. You know, he was a blank slate when he started. This time he has to run on his record.
Right. And his record, quite frankly, sucks.
Yeah.
It's worse than suck.
I was being polite. Why? I don't know.
It's maliciously evil.
Brita, I'm eating hummus, just so you know.
Oh, yum. I had hummus today, too.
Hey, before we get too much further in the Obamathon, let's talk about our call-in topic, because people are starting to call in, and I want to get that out of the way.
That was an awesome idea.
Yeah. So our call-in topic is we want to know your favorite Whedonverse character. So this would be anything that Joss Whedon ever did. I think everybody on the call here is a big fan of
Joss Whedon? I thought it was Will Wheaton.
No. Not Whedonverse. Whedonverse.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
So basically you've got, you know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel, Firefly.
That show about the space thing.
Dr. Horrible sing-along blog.
Dollhouse.
Very, yes.
Nobody watched that except us, I think, Alan.
I watched it. Yeah.
People were like, Dollhouse, what's that? It ran for two seasons. It was actually really good.
Yeah, I know. And nobody knows what the hell it is, which is, I blame the networks. They never saw it. You know what's weird is Whedon was so good and so successful with Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and even Angel ran for a long time, which, you know, other than Charisma Carpenter, it really had nothing going for it.
And then she got pregnant,
right?
And everything fell.
Yeah, but that was like, you know, seven. That was like over a decade of Showtime, and was popular and had good ratings. And then, you know, it's like, then he comes up with this stuff and the networks are like, fuck you, Joss Whedon. We're canceling your shit.
I don't understand that. What happened?
Yeah,
you know, Firefly and then.
Yeah. Well, they fucked it up. I mean, you got a guy with a proven track record of making saleable, you know, shows that people love, and the networks piss all over it and screw it up. So anyway, your favorite Whedon verse.
Well, announce the phone number.
And yeah, the number is 214-530-0036. And I will start because I don't want anybody stealing mine.
Okay.
I actually have two favorites. I mean, I really like Firefly. But I think the two favorite Whedon characters are Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, because he's, you know, badass, you know, punk rock vampire.
Yeah.
And, you know, with a heart of gold. But he's not a wuss like Angel was. Damn emo bitch. And the other one I really like, I really liked Willow, but I really loved Bad Willow.
Yeah,
that was
Evil Willow. Yeah. Wait, did you like Evil Willow, where it was like she became a vampire? Or
that was good, but I like the bad witch Willow, where she she'd snap her fingers and flay the skin off the guy. That was just
yes,
and she was just so deliciously evil about it, you know.
Yes.
So anyway,
okay,
those are mine.
Anyway, let me announce the number
again.
Last week I got a text message during the show, somebody saying, could you please announce the call-in number slower than the speed of light?
So, it's on the
David,
chat.
David, if you're listening, the number is 214-530-0036.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We'll do Garrett Morris from the original Saturday Night Live hearing for the hearing impaired. 214. That was actually before. That was literally before Weird was born.
Probably. Weird. Who are your favorites?
Well, I will leave Jane Cobb up to other people because that's just a low hanging fruit.
Yeah, I think everybody loves Jane.
And so I decided to dip into two of the lesser known Whedon things, which is the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. And very few people know that he wrote the screenplay for Alien Resurrection. And in Alien Resurrection, there is a mercenary ship, which is pretty easily to say is the prototype Serenity. If Serenity was in a sci-fi horror, it would be the Betty from Alien Resurrection. So you, number one, from there, you've got Ron Perlman as Joner, who is the proto Jane Cobb.
And Ron Perlman's just awesome anyway.
And Ron Perlman is fucking awesome. And you know, that was pre-Hellboy, so it was one of those, Ron Perlman's in this movie? Fuck yeah! Also, I really...
He was
in Alien Resurrection, I really liked General Perez, played by Dan Hedaya, because Dan Hedaya is just fucking awesome. And it was just that was just a really bizarre character, and I really enjoyed him. And from the Buffy movie, I liked Donald Sutherland as Merrick. It was just the original Watcher. It was cool.
Cool.
I want to hear Brita now.
Oh, okay. Well, I have two favorites. And they're both from Buffy. I'm a huge Buffy fan. First of all, I have a bad guy favorite. My favorite bad guy in Buffy was Glory. If anybody had watched Buffy, Glory was like a goddess or a god or something, and she could kind of become any form. But she chose primarily this kind of gorgeous blonde bitch kind of character, but she was just so funny, and she had all these little minions that would do whatever she wanted, and you know, they treated her like a goddess. And Glory was cool. She's a good bad character. But my favorite main character in Buffy was Anya, because
Anya was good.
Anya was just great. She was Anya was a demon. Well, she started out human, I think maybe back in the Viking era or something, and she was a woman scorned, and then she got a chance to become this vengeance demon. And so she became immortal for, you know, centuries, and was this vengeance demon getting back at men who, I don't know, hurt their wives.
Men that did their women wrong.
Yeah, whatever. But somehow she became human again, and she was thrust into this, you know, California high school with the rest of, you know, the Buffy crew. And she was trying to figure out again how to be human. And it just was like really funny because she's this perfectly amoral character. you know, she kind of has a skewed vision of time because, you know, she's seen all these people die and she was a vengeance demon. And so she has this kind of like weird sense of humanity, but she's trying to become human again. So it's like kind of hilarious. It's like, you know, when somebody who speaks a different language tries to use English idioms, you know, and they screw them up totally. And it's funny. It's cute funny. And they don't mean anything bad by it. But that was Anya. But, you know, she just got humanity kind of wrong. So, yeah, she was my favorite. And she hated bunnies.
Yeah. They scared her.
Bunnies were her nemesis.
She hated bunnies like you hate clowns.
But bunnies to her are like Miguel to you.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Where is Miguel? Is he on?
No.
Where is Brita's nemesis?
Damn it. Okay. Anyway, Jay, up to you.
Well, I mean, I got the hat. So, you know, I mean, yes. I'm tempted to say Jane, but honestly, Captain Mal. I love the character of Mal because he's a smuggler. Running against the system, but yet he has a moral code stronger than anybody else on the show. The character of Malcolm Reynolds is just fascinating and very well written. And he just makes the perfect almost anti-hero. He's very heroic.
He is lawful neutral.
Yes. Or perhaps even unlawful neutral, given that, you know, they keep, you know.
No, because he keeps his own moral code. That makes him lawful neutral.
Well, and also, if you want to go with a little bit more of a loose view, he could be considered lawful good. He just doesn't agree with the Alliance, and therefore their laws are irrelevant to him. I mean, it's one of those you wouldn't consider Brita to be unlawful because she doesn't wear a burqa, just because that's completely, you know, illegal and punishable by death in many Middle Eastern countries. No, because we don't adhere to those rules.
Hmm.
But he strictly adheres to rules.
He adheres to his rules.
I mean, it's my opinion that like the a mafioso would be considered, you know, depending on, you know, where his other alignments lie, but he would be a lawful character because even though they're a criminal and they're breaking laws,
right,
they're 100% loyal to their Don and to their family,
right,
and so therefore they are as lawful as any sense of the word.
All right,
certainly more lawful than a New Jersey politician, but that's not saying much.
And we have all calls
right, now. Let
Yay,
those
we have calls.
We have calls.
Saxon sacks of letters.
See if we can get this started off with New Jovan Thunderbolt.
Cool.
Hello, T-Bolt. Hello, T-Bolt.
Sorry, I had the mute on.
Ah. Don't do that.
Hey, weren't you?
Well, I've been on the phone all day with mute on.
You're sitting in your kitchen in your underwear, chatting away on the phone going, why aren't they responding to me? Oh, sorry.
I used to do that in a vicious circle all the time.
I've been out of the world for a spell.
You used to hang out in T-Bolt's kitchen in your underwear? That's gross.
It was awesome.
I've been out of the world for a spell, and I'd like to walk it a while. Maybe bring the word to them as needed told.
Oh, he's a
book. Of course.
Darryl Book.
Shepherd Book.
Shepherd Book. Yeah. Did you ever find out, this was, I never read the comics after the show. I know that they kind of cleared up the whole Shepherd Book backstory in the comics.
I've only read half the comic.
That's always been a big mystery to me.
Yeah, where's Book from?
What was his deal? Do you know? You know?
No, I do not.
I read that he was a criminal who killed the actual Darryl Book, and took his name and decided to get away from his dark past and become a shepherd.
Oh, that's a shame.
Which isn't as good. I kind of want him to be an operative. And you know what? In my opinion, he's an operative. I don't give a shit what he says. I agree.
Weird. I always thought he was an operative that quote retired,
or just completed his mission.
Right.
And it would be great if he was an operative that like helped the Alliance win the war, which would be even more ironic.
Yeah.
And very, very Firefly.
Interesting, T-Bolt. So you're a
I'm never married.
The book man.
Have you ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, hell no.
Oh,
hell no.
I dated a woman that was huge into Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She went to like conventions before the internet, so how she figured out when and where they were type of thing, and it really turned me off the whole thing.
Oh. Okay. Well,
you should try it again, cuz you know Brita lives on Hellmouth.
I do live on Hellmouth. I do.
Cleveland.
Cleveland is like eight seasons.
How am I going to follow all that? That's like hours and hours of viewing.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it's all on Netflix. Get busy.
Yeah.
I dated
a woman who was a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I ended up marrying her.
Aw. Smart man. Very good.
I still don't think the series is very good.
Wow.
Do you fight about it? She does
get pissed off when I dust off my my copy of the movie and watch it and go, this is so much better than that shitty TV show.
Oh, gosh, I've never even seen the movie.
Ugh.
Brita,
is she crazy?
Fantastic.
Is she crazy weird?
My wife?
Yeah.
She married him.
She married me. She's bug fuck nuts.
With the hole in her head.
Yeah, with a hole in her head. Yep, that's true. But yeah, no. She not only did she marry me, but she married me after knowing me for 13 years.
Damn.
So she knew exactly what she was getting into.
She must be crazy.
And her mom married us. So, oh, wow. I mean,
ew!
Ooh, all right.
That's gross. Ew.
Hey, we got people stacked up. Thanks for calling, T-Bolt.
Thanks for calling
me,
Bolt.
All right. Bye.
Ciao.
Yeah. We can kill the whole show this way.
I know.
Yeah.
Fuck politics.
Hey, and our next caller is MDev.
Hello, squirrel.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow, that was loud.
That was really loud.
Awesome. Hi, MDev.
I like it loud.
Hey, MDev, how you doing?
Okay, so I got to admit, you guys kind of set a trap for me because
yes.
I've seen remarkably little Josh Whedon, and obviously I've not seen Firefly yet. So I go, gosh, how am I going to call
hang
in
up.
On this? No.
You know, I was reaching for the kill button.
Wow, you have been spared by Brita.
I went on IMDb, and I see that Josh Whedon is listed as a writer on Toy Story.
Yes, he is.
So therefore, Buzz Lightyear is my answer.
Well played.
All right then.
Excellent. Good.
Why?
Well, I mean, first of all, among the main characters, he's definitely the geekiest character with the gadgets and the wings and the you know, and I kind of enjoy that, but I also kind of enjoy the new kid on the block that he was, and, you know, he gets shoved out and works his way into everybody's heart. He's kind of... So...
Oh, come on. That's not flying. That's falling. With style.
That was a good
one. Just real quick while I got you, I want to give a big thank you to both Brita and Jay. Brita, as I put on my blog real quick, my wife went out and bought her first defensive handgun herself.
Your
blog was pretty influential in that, and kind of you know getting a female perspective and.
Thank you for telling me mostly your old blog,
but and then Jay, she ended up with a Charter Arms, not completely because of your recent review of the Charter Arms Undercover.
Really.
So,
Huh.
Yeah, she it was so funny. We went to the range.
She got a 38 snubby. Oh, that's funny.
No, but this is weird. But
she chose it. It's not like you went out and bought it and said, "Here you go, little lady." Is it pink?
It is the pink lady version.
I knew it.
Oh, awesome. That's cute.
That is cute.
You know what?
Do you know what, though? Did you see the story I posted about the mom and daughter that held the burglar at gunpoint? It was a pink framed Taurus Millennium. And you know what?
I will mention,
you know what? If offering the gun in pink gets women to buy them and have them, it's a great thing.
Yeah, so this is her fourth pink gun. It's just kind of the first one that qualifies as, you know, defensive, concealed carryable. The other ones are 22s, and she's got a 410 shotgun, which, you know, would make perfectly fine defense.
Is it a judge?
No.
Those
Ross break action ones with the pink stock.
Cool.
But awesome. It was funny. We started out looking at 9mm. For some reason, she gets totally freaked out by brass ejecting in her face. So I said, well, let's try a bunch of revolvers. And the first one she really fell in love with was a Colt Trooper. And she goes, yeah, but that's going to be a little big for a holster. And I go, yes, it is, honey. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So she ended up with the Charter Arms, and it's she doesn't have it in her hands yet because Washington's dumb and there's a waiting period if you don't have a CHL. So she's getting her CHL soon now.
Good.
A waiting period. But I'm angry now.
Well, and it was funny because you know, I was with her at the shop and I was kind of like, well, honey, if we're just quiet about it, you know, I'll buy it and, you know, you're my wife and whatever. And she's like, no, I want to do the paperwork. And cool. She got down to all the dumb questions on the 4473. And she's like, why the hell do they ask if I'm a fugitive from justice?
Yeah.
Because people are dumb.
Say yes to that?
Yeah, because people
people
are stupid. And every now and then they get one that says yes.
What's really funny is I was a fugitive from justice for 2 years.
One at a time.
So, but no, it all in all was a good experience, and she's pretty excited about it, and she's going to take care of her CHL pretty soon. And then I told her, I'm like, sweetie, you did all this. Pick whatever you want from Dennis's site, and it's yours.
Cool.
So
nice.
Excellent, MDev.
That'll be that, and... with any luck, she'll be down in January with me to SHOT Show. So.
Oh, excellent.
Lordy. All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Dev.
Awesome.
All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank God.
Yeah. I wanted to know when I was a fugitive from justice because nobody told me.
How are you a fugitive from justice?
Unpaid parking tickets?
No, it was a... it was a paid failed boat registration ticket that the Marine Patrol failed to tell the courts that was all kosher and squared away. So it went to court. They called my name and I didn't show
there.
Up. Yeah. And so I was sitting at the address on the ticket and on the warrant for 2 years. Nobody picked up the phone. Nobody said, you know, will you come peacefully? They just waited for a bored cop to run my plates one night.
That's what got Randy Weaver was a failure to appear. I was just reading that the other day. That's wild.
Wow. Well,
his court date, he was told it was March 20th.
Yeah, they told him the wrong date.
Yeah. The wrong month, actually.
Yeah.
So he didn't show and was declared, you know, whatever it is, what are they, failure to appear? Yep. And that's what started the whole monstrosity. That led to Juan Hirauchi shooting his wife in the head.
Yep.
And then, you know, getting a sponsorship for HS Precision, the bastards. Remind me at the NRA convention in Houston to take a shit in their booth.
Okay.
Just saying.
And we got another caller. And this one's area code 801. Hello.
Hey, it's Logan.
Loki! Oh. I know that dude.
Hello, Loki.
I am going to reach way deep and go with Alpha from Dollhouse, because Alan Tudyk plays a phenomenal psychopath.
Ooh,
he does.
That's a good
one. You are right, yeah. He was such a surprise to me in that show, because I didn't really read up on it before I watched it. And he showed up as the crazy guy. I was like, holy crap, it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. And I love that about Whedon shows, where he kind of uses the same people over and over or differently. And I love being able to see them, you know, see the different characters that they play. I think it's really cool.
It really is fun to keep the same people in various casts. It's kind of neat.
Yeah, because in Firefly, Alan Tudyk was like, you know, the really good guy. Everybody loved him, you know, and then he shows up in Dollhouse. He was really excellent.
Yeah, he's a good psychopath.
Yeah, he is. And really, if people love Wash in Firefly, take a look at Alan Tudyk in Dollhouse, because it's amazing.
Well, it just shows what a good actor he is, because he can play that, you know.
Yep.
Oh, very much.
You know, a lot of actors in whatever role they're in, they're playing themselves in that role. You know, like, frankly, I mean, I love Clint Eastwood, but Clint Eastwood is always playing Clint Eastwood no matter what movie he's in.
Yeah.
John Wayne.
Right. And John Wayne was the same way. But Alan Tudyk, you know, really, he's a completely, I mean, if he didn't look the same, you'd think it was a different person.
Right.
Steve the Pirate.
Because he was completely different.
That was a great, great call, Loki.
Yep.
Did you watch all of, like, have you watched all of the Whedonverse kind of things, or?
I haven't seen Dr. Horrible, but I've seen all of Buffy. I grew up on Buffy. It was on when I was in school.
Right.
I've seen all of Angel. Watched all of Dollhouse on Netflix. All of Firefly numerous times. The only one I know that I've missed is Dr. Horrible.
Did you see the Buffy movie?
Oh, yeah. Many times.
All right, awesome.
I'm going to have to watch it now.
I was a 15-year-old guy when that came out.
Yeah, you watched it.
A bunch of times.
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
We had that on VHS, and I think we wore it out.
There are a couple of porny moments in that thing. I'm not going to lie.
And it had Pee-wee. It resurrected Pee-wee.
That's right. They did.
Pee-wee Herman was a vampire?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. I'm definitely going to have to watch it. You know, bringing up the whole how Joss Whedon uses the same people over and over, you know, what's his face? Nathan Fillion was in Buffy as well.
As the priest.
As the bad priest. And I remember when Firefly came out, I was like, holy shit, that's that bad guy from Buffy. I was like, you know, I was horrified that he was going to be like the hero in this new show. I was like, oh my gosh, he's so evil. But now, you know, now he's Malcolm Reynolds. And
actually, now he's...
In Castle.
Castle.
Yeah, in Castle.
So. He's actually more famous for Castle than anything else, I think.
Yeah.
Alan Tudyk was in A Knight's Tale. Did you know that? He was the redheaded psycho.
I did not know that.
Did not know.
Pain. Lots and lots of pain.
Yes.
Yeah. Loki watches a lot of movies, apparently.
And it was Steve the Pirate.
Steve the Pirate. Thank you.
Cool. Awesome.
I'll be working out on the Stairmaster.
Thanks for calling, Loki.
Anytime, guys. Thanks.
Good call.
Wow. Yeah, that is good.
We got more callers?
Not at the moment.
Not yet.
We have a guy on our team.
That wasn't a question. That was a statement.
Yes.
We have more callers. Call in.
We have more callers. They just haven't called yet.
Exactly.
That's 214-530-0036.
214! I can't really yell because there's people sleeping and they'll wake up and come hit me. So, and I'm talking the little ones.
Hey, Alan, can you talk like a Texas pirate?
Is there such a thing?
I don't know if there is such a thing as a
Texas
pirate.
Pirates.
Hey, y'all, batten them hatches.
Quick. Get the acorn can.
Get the... I'm gonna keel haul your ass.
Some people just need keel hauling.
That's right.
You need a keel hauling.
Okay, we got more callers. Thank God.
By the way,
I just was doing a quick look up because I was double checking on the whole Toy Story thing, and Joss Whedon is an uncredited rewriter for Waterworld.
Oh. I like that movie.
Wow.
Yeah, Waterworld was good. I was actually just talking with a coworker today, and he and I were both agreeing that, like, people give Waterworld altogether too much shit. But I'm like, do. Come on.
It's Mad Max on the Ocean.
It is. Very entertaining.
Mad Max on the Ocean.
Anyway, we have a caller.
An actor who's always just himself is what's-his-face.
Oh, Costner, yeah. Except in 3,000 Miles to Graceland. Which, if you haven't seen that, that movie is fucking awesome.
Anyway, J.B. Miller. Hello.
Hey, J.B. Miller.
Greetings, all.
Good evening.
So, my Wheaton character, I think I remember his name. It's one of the guys from Dollhouse, one of the shows that, like, only a few of us watched. His name was Paul Ballard. In the beginning, he was the FBI guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, he was the rogue FBI badass that, as the show progressed, his character arced really far. And he ended up being Echo's handler in this show.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
Yeah.
An interesting twist.
So I liked his character and all the crap that he went through with, like, his neighbor across the hall, who turned out she was part of the Dollhouse also, and all of that. And I like that guy.
That was one of those you never know what the hell's going on kind of shows.
Yeah, it really was.
Turns.
Cool.
That actor was in Battlestar Galactica.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's another reason why I really liked him. He was great in Battlestar Galactica too.
But I didn't like him
because I was trying to think of somebody that wasn't Jane.
Everybody loves.
You know what's going to be funny?
Yeah, everybody's trying to pick somebody who's Jane.
Everybody's going to pick.
I would have picked Book as well, except T-Bolt stole that one. So you know.
Everybody's going to pick somebody else besides Jane, and we're going to go all night, and nobody's going to pick Jane. I can see where this is going.
That's right. Except and Ron Perlman and Alien Resurrection was great.
One at a time.
Yeah. Sorry, Miller. I stepped on you.
That's okay. You can talk now, Weird.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's going to be – we always get like five callers that have like liquid courage in the last three minutes of the show. And they're all going to be like – oh, I'm really drunk. Yeah, Jacob. I picked Vera.
Oh, I hope so. We need some good drunk callers.
Yeah.
You know, another thing I like
the
about
cool thing of Gene Cobb too is Adam Baldwin. You know, because he's like kind of like that. You know, with the guns and the everything.
He's another actor who's very, very good and very, very compelling, but he pretty much always plays Adam Baldwin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much Jane Cobb is pretty much Animal Mother without the racism.
And he was the same character in that other one. What's it?
Independence Day.
No, the geek Chuck. Yeah, Chuck. He was the NSA. See, that's what. Wasn't he was the NSA guy, right? And the other one, and the chick was CIA. I don't remember.
I don't know.
And I didn't think the NSA ran around with guns. They run around with computers and satellites and shit.
I don't know.
I didn't buy it.
So, have you seen J.B. Miller? Have you seen a lot of the Whedonverse?
Oh yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I watched Buffy and Angel and definitely Firefly a bazillion times.
Yeah.
And Dollhouse when it came out. I haven't got that on DVD or anything yet, but I watched the show, you know, on TiVo constantly.
Yeah.
But just one time through. So I really, don't have the memory I have for it, like Firefly. But I'm looking forward to, you know, the next stuff that's coming up, you know, if he, you know, gets his shit together and gets something else new out there, you know, I'm watching it. And I think that there's a ton of people out there that, you know, if these network execs would just leave him the hell alone.
Hopefully the Avengers will help him on that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. If they just leave him alone and let him do the show and not jack it up, then it would be good. I heard he's doing stuff with Marvel now, so maybe we'll see a...
Yeah, he's doing a Marvel Universe series
or
something coming up. And he's one of the writers on the next movie for the Avengers.
Well, Joss Whedon presents Michael Morbius.
He wrote the Avengers.
Uh-huh.
The movie.
Yeah.
I mean...
And he's working on a sequel, too.
Yeah. Awesome.
And he invented Wolverine.
No, he didn't.
He wrote Stan Lee.
No,
Stan Lee is a Joss Whedon character. Come on, that ain't a real dude.
That's, you know, the characters I really like that he creates are the kick-ass female characters. You know, because there's just not enough of that on TV. You know, Buffy and all the characters that Summer Glau plays, you know, it's just an Echo. You gotta love that stuff.
Yep. He does good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, JB. We got we actually have more callers. So
excellent. Excellent.
Hooray, callers.
Yay.
Later.
You know, I wanted to say thank you. I wanted to say last week we tried to go into the whole political stuff.
Yeah, nobody wanted to.
Nobody wants to talk about it. No. I mean, we can talk about it like obliquely and tangentially, but I don't think anybody really wants to talk about world events, you know.
Because they suck. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Do suck. They do suck lately. Maybe we'll have good news soon. Cross your fingers.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Where?
I think Tam had it best with her her whole comparison of right now to the turn of the 19th century and the lead up to World War One.
Oh, great!
Terrific.
All right, we got another caller. This is area code 918. Hello, area code 918.
Hello, this is Fred up in Oklahoma.
Hey, Fred.
Hi,
in
Fred.
Oklahoma. Have you been open carry?
Hey, I'm good. Not until November 1st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, I want to get in and out before Alan says, okay, and then there's a pregnant pause and I'm gone. But here's the deal. I haven't watched much Joss Whedon. You know, I've got all the Serenity downloaded and haven't watched it yet. Firefly is cool. But you kind of caught my attention when you said, like, NSA is, you know, doing anything other than sitting behind their computers. You're talking about people where, you know, the feds, what, the Department of Education has a SWAT team?
Yeah, right. True.
Yep.
The Library of Congress has a SWAT team.
Who does?
They want their
Library
books
of Congress?
Back. Yeah. The Library of Congress.
Pay your fucking fine.
Pay your fucking fine.
I'm afraid Nick Cage will show up with his bad hair.
Yeah, you're probably right. You know, they, you know, these days every federal agency has armed something or other. So yeah, you're probably right. But
and 2 million rounds of hollow point ammo.
Not enough, obviously.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's it. Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks for
Bye,
calling.
Fred. Wow. All right. Hey, we got another caller. They're just coming like crazy. And this one's Jason Kerr.
Hello.
Who's
I've
this?
Got a...
It's Captain Echo.
Yeah, it's Jason Kerr.
Oh, okay.
The
Hi, Jason.
One of my fellow Texans.
I have an idea here. If Barack Obama wants to do that whole salute thing, then Mitt Romney's next slogan needs to be "Give Barack the back of your hand."
Nice.
Don't,
that's racist.
Don't think I haven't thought about
racist.
It.
Racist. That's it.
I'm racist. I know.
We're all racist.
Oh yeah. Matter of fact, I'm feeling so racist right now. I'm going to go make a sandwich.
A peanut butter and jelly racist sandwich. Yeah.
Alan, cut that out in post-production.
Oh. Favorite Joss Whedon characters. Well, since Book and Caleb have already been spoken for, I have to say the two Whedon characters that probably have scared the heck out of me were Darla and Drusilla.
Oh,
scariest women I've met before I met Brita.
Well, thanks. Darla. Yeah, I totally forgot about her. She was kind of Angel's main squeeze.
She was Angel's
kind of their
creator. Mm-hmm. She was Angel's creator.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did. She was his banker. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was scary.
Mm-hmm. And they just could not ever kill her off. You'd kill her, she'd come back. You'd kill her, she'd come back. I'm pretty sure
she got pregnant. Did she get pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She had Angel's kid. And probably the toughest pregnancy delivery scene ever filmed on TV.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that.
Labor's hard. Think about having to put a stake in you in order to deliver.
Wow.
But that one, and of course Drusilla, she not only was she a vampire and insane, but she was psychic too.
She was psychic, yeah.
She knew what you were going to do before you did it. And she was the only thing that ever scared Spike. So that's saying something. But I do have to say my favorite overall of all the Whedons has got to be Book. And I agree, and he has to be an operative. He just went native.
Yep.
But anyway.
You know the thing about Book, there was that scene in Firefly where he, you know, where they went to the Alliance ship, and he shows his ID, and they were all like, you know, yes sir, you know, blah blah blah, and it's like, damn, I want to know what the hell that was.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we'd had a second season, we might have found
it. Yeah.
No, that's something you milk until the finale, but yeah.
I have to ask. Go ahead.
I know I'm stepping off topic here, but Brita, how's the leg? Brita?
Uh-oh. She's probably peeing. Uh-oh.
Did we lose Brita?
She's peeing.
No.
The leg is working so well, but unfortunately it's full right now. I've never actually used that and actually had it be true. I wonder if she actually can fill it up.
She has to go break up a cat fight, probably. We'll ask her when she gets back.
Breathing in a cat fight. Now I can sleep happy.
Yeah, don't bet on the cat.
Yeah.
I'll remember. All right, I'm going to bow out for now.
All right.
Y'all have a good evening.
Thanks,
and a
Jason.
Good week.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks for calling.
There she is.
Sorry.
She's back. Yay!
I had to take a little break.
Yeah, Jason was just asking about your leg.
Were you powdering your leg?
I was powdering my leg, yes. does everybody need a leg update?
Yeah. Yes. So.
Okay. Well, leg update.
Can you help us get a leg update?
Let's see.
When a mom and a dad love each other,
yeah, I was thinking of the hollow leg joke. Obviously, I don't have a hollow leg, but I wore the leg for a couple hours yesterday, and it seemed to work. And then it didn't work. So I have an appointment on Tuesday, and I think I've narrowed down the problem, and I think one more adjustment, and it should be all right. This is so frustrating, and it's taking forever, and I just want to get on with my life kind of thing, you know? I have shoes I want to wear. I want to take a walk around the block. I want to ride my freaking bike. I want to, you know, do stuff. So come on already. It's very frustrating, and, you know, but I'm getting there.
Excellent.
Yeah. I'm sick of talking about it. I'm sick of it. I just want to put it on and go. I'm frustrated. So there's your update.
Awesome.
There's your fucking
damn update.
There's your damn update.
Yep. Hey, and we got another caller.
Good.
Yay. This is area code 317. Hello.
Hey. Ooh, nice. It's the Jack.
The Jack. Hello.
Jack.
Hey, I know that dude.
Well, for Wheaton Pick, I forget who it was. He was on a couple calls earlier, but he didn't mention her by name, but Zoe.
Who?
Oh, from Zoe Firefly. From Firefly.
Oh, Zoe.
Well,
Zoe's
it's something
awesome.
Where Wheaton can do the strong women who aren't, that's their only thing, where they're the, don't need a man, or all that, you know, claptrap, where it's like, she actually is a human being.
Yeah.
And also the thing, the contrast between her and Wash, like when they're being interrogated and she's just like, oh, we're a very private people. We don't talk that much. And then it cuts to Wash being interrogated. And she's so happy.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And also, again, of course, how they didn't play the predictable love triangle.
Yeah, that was good.
That is the thing about Joss Whedon. He does a lot of female characters, and there's kind of like a, I don't know, did you all talk about this when I was taking a break? But there is a quote from Joss Whedon where somebody asked him or something, why do you write strong female characters? And his answer was, because you're still asking me that question.
Yeah.
And people... You know, people who have watched Firefly and have never have watched Buffy, like T-Bolt, who says, hell no, I'm not watching Buffy. People complain that Buffy's really campy and silly, and it is. But I think that's part of Joss Whedon's point. I mean, Buffy's a teenage girl, and her life is, you know, sacrificing herself for the world, first of all, and then killing stuff. But at the same time, trying to still be normal. So, you know, it's kind of like that balance. So you have like all the horrible, you know, killing stuff part of Buffy, and then you have the lightheartedness of it too. And I've always said that, you know, if you've met Buffy, you've met River Tam, you've met Echo. You know, they're all kind of this same kind of character, just translated differently. So.
Well, he does work a lot with archetypes.
Huh?
What?
And that's, I think also is one thing with the two sides was that's kind of like how Zoe
archetypes,
and Mal.
Yes.
Archetypes.
I thought you said architects.
No.
Archetypes.
Not,
yes.
Okay, I get it. Archetypes. Yeah.
Archetypes. They're not working with Mr. Brady.
Oh, he is doing a remake of the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh,
so.
No.
What?
The father on the Brady Bunch was an architect.
Yes.
I think.
He was an architect who had a three-bedroom house for six kids. Real fucking good job.
Yeah.
Zoe and Mal are very similar in what they went through, but the difference, of course, is that Zoe has actually another person in her life where Mal is, well, he has a ship and a screw.
Yes.
And a companion.
Yeah, that has issues, doesn't it?
More than a few. I was very sad when Firefly ended and that never got resolved.
Sad. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of stuff that didn't get resolved. Well, except for Zoe and Wash's relationship. That got wrapped up.
Yeah, it got resolved really...
Pretty tidy there at the end.
Fuck. No, it was awfully messy, but...
I had the deck wash off.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God, that was bad.
10,000 comedians are worth.
Now?
I think on that, I'll bow out.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Bye. Anyway, that call-in number, 214-530-0036.
We've been almost an hour left in the show.
Yeah, but the first hour went really good. So all we need is every one of you other people that haven't called yet to call in and tell us about your Whedonverse character. There's a lot more. There's a lot more characters you can like, and you know what? I'll tell you a secret. You can like the same one that somebody else had liked, and so don't think you don't have to call in because somebody already said your character. Because you know.
And let's get a little skin in the game. If you don't call in, we're going to talk about North Africa.
North Africa.
Oh, do we have to? Jeez. Well,
we only have to if these chickens don't call in.
That's right.
That's right. Buy this magazine now, or we shoot.
You know
this
what? Button. Even more. I got one even worse. We can start talking electoral college counts.
No, no, no. No. It's too soon for that. I can't even think about it. It's way too soon.
Or
it's going to be 535-0.
Well, he's going to get New York and California no matter what. I mean, that's a given. There's nothing. Those people Obama, are insane.
It's going to be 535 for Obama. He's going to get them all.
Oh, I see. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
And the media is going to, you know, proclaim this, you know, great landslide mandate and ignore the fact
president for life.
You know, let's repeal that pesky 22nd Amendment. Gosh darn it. Well, I mean, they tipped their hand in 2000 when, you know, the reports of the ugly Republican mob that was threatening to storm the building because the Democrats locked themselves in a room and were counting the ballots with nobody else there. Yeah. There's and look, they found a whole box with nothing but votes for Al Gore in it.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Or Al Franken. Somebody
bingo. Bingo. Senator Stuart Smalley. Yeah, great fucking job there, guys. So call in or we will depress the fuck out of you with
That's
politics.
Right. We'll keep talking about politics if you don't call in. So, you know, hey.
You got two choices, escapism or shit-ass politics. Your choice. Call in, escapism.
I don't know if everybody knows, but the Squirrel Report, if you go to thesquirrelreport.com, which is not spelled that way at all. Squirped.com. We have a new flag designed by none other than my nemesis, Miguel, who has somehow eluded me this evening. I don't know. Maybe he's afraid. Anyway, so he has designed a flag for the Squirrel Report. And it was kind of fitting because this week was Talk Like a Pirate Day.
That's right.
I can't remember. Squirrel Pirate.
We do. We have our
the Dread Squirrel Roberts.
Yeah. We have our jolly, what is it, did you say, Alan?
The Squirrely Roger.
Squirrely Roger, yeah. And I don't know. I just want to, Mike has been, for like 2 weeks now, he's thought this up. And, you know, he's been talking about it, so I'm going to, think, you know how iPhone, everything is iPhone, iPod, iPad, iMac, everything. He wants to design like a company that's called Pirate. And everything will be, I can't believe I'm even repeating this. Everything will be like the R phone.
Oh, no.
The R pad. He thinks it's really funny. I had to share his joke.
By the way, what's the translation of the Latin inscription on that? My Latin translation is horrible.
It's
all your nuts belong to us.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's like we have your nuts or something like that. It's
still like all your nuts belong to us.
Yeah. We've
it's
got
two memes in one.
Because the what is it? The abimus is we have, and then. The last word is nuts, and in the middle is something else.
Yeah, some other Latin that I never bothered.
Yeah. My Latin's a little rusty.
If I'd known I was going to Latin America, I would have studied Latin in high school.
Andrew Milbourne is saying in the chat that he's tempted to call in, but he's not sure he should. I think you should call in, Andrew. Excellent idea.
I think you should call in. 214-530-0036.
I'll just keep talking about the Vampire Slayer.
What's the perfect round for Rampaging Mob? I'm thinking 57 millimeter.
Napalm.
Back the right. Napalm. It's
Napalm. Broadcaster. Flamethrower. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Light them up.
Yeah, definitely. If you're faced with a mob, you definitely don't want to be dealing with a single shot weapon.
No. All right, Ma Dukes.
I'm telling you.
Even better. When it absolutely has to be turned into Swiss cheese.
The psychological impact of the person next to you being lit up like a fucking candle.
Yeah, I'm going to go with flamethrower too.
Flamethrower. Yeah. Sorry.
We could issue both.
Best mob defense weapon.
50 caliber and a flamethrower. So not only are you on fire, but you've got half inch holes ripped through your body.
We have a caller.
Excellent.
Area code 610. Hello.
610, that's Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hey, this is Andrew, who was sort of shamed into calling in from the chat.
I called you out, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. Thanks for calling.
I got called out. So, yeah, my favorite Whedonverse character is Yolanda or Bridget or Yosafbridge or whatever you want to call her. Because Christine Hendricks.
yeah. That's awfully hard to argue with.
That girl's got talent.
I feel the same way about Nathan Fillion. He can do anything. He could stand there and read the phone book. I don't care. So I think it's a great reason. There's nothing wrong with eye candy.
I like this plan. I'm glad to be a part of it.
So, Brita, you like those Firefly episodes where his butt's hanging out?
Are you kidding? Yes.
And those, one of those includes Yosef Bridge. There you go.
Yeah, it does.
Bingo. Yep. It's got a little something for everybody.
It does. Yep.
That's a good one, Andrew.
You get to see her jiggling all across screen, and Brita gets to see Mel's butt.
Naked Fillion butt. I'm happy. Yep.
Oh, I, Lord, you know, again, what have I unleashed?
It's all your fault.
Again, why Captain Mal is my favorite character? What does he do? He just walks right on the ship like nothing happened. Doesn't bother him in the least. I love that.
Eddie dresses up in a pretty sundress.
That went well, yeah. He stands there like, okay.
Shouldn't you guys be doing something?
Yep, that went well. I think it's got to be my second favorite line in the whole series.
What's your first?
Oh, it closely follows the whole Callahan full bore auto lock. I call her Vera line.
Oh, of course.
Honestly, that would be me if I was gonna, trade a gun for a woman. I can't believe I just said that on a public forum.
Are you married, Andrew?
I would. What?
Are you married?
Come again?
Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. So,
and with that comment, I probably never will be. So, yeah. I like that comment because I'm a gun nut, so it's nice to know there are gun nuts in space, and I won't be alone in the 25th century. Or
gun nuts in space.
Gun nuts in space.
I think my favorite scene in Firefly is when he's got the guys. I forget they were like. Oh shit! Who are they from? Anyway, they're kneeling by the back thing, and he's like, "Here, take this money and go." And they're like, "We're gonna hunt you down. We're gonna find you." And he's like, and he like kicks the guy into the jet intake. And he's like, okay.
I'm losing you guys, so I'm gonna hang up. All right.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, thanks for calling.
That's a good point. Is Joss Whedon was not afraid to have a whole bunch of Han shot first moments. Like, I mean, the pilot's the best example. I was just thinking about that that today is that the guy who did he grab for hostage the lawman and the pilot. He grabs somebody for a hostage, and Mal just puts one right through his eye, and him and Shane grab him and throw him out the back hatch as the Serenity flies away.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's one of those, you know, that's you always think about with these hostage situations where you've got the gun right on the guy's nose, and then you're like, well, let me hold on. Let's talk this out a bit. No! Put the round up his nose, and then the conversation's over.
Sooner we finish this, the sooner we can go back to drinking. Come on.
214-530-0036.
Right, we're going back to North Africa.
Actually, Nancy, I want Nancy to call in because she just started watching Buffy and had never seen it before, and I would like to hear her.
The movie or the crap?
The TV series.
The TV show.
Wow.
I just like being polarizing.
Are you going to take that, Rita? Are you going to take that from him?
But oh, I will have to say, I
do not take ribbing from a guy who is drinking shitty beer.
Wow.
Old English 800 is not shitty beer.
Say it again.
It would have to get better to be shitty beer.
You know, Weird does have a history of shitty drinks.
I know. What
remember
is that?
Remember the what was it, the MD 2020 or whatever it was?
Oh God, that was a mistake.
He expired.
Trust me, I learned my lesson.
I'm having a cider, Angry Orchard apple ginger cider.
Ooh,
delicious.
That is good. I've had that. Actually, no, we
Alan heard cider perked right up.
I have a Woodchuck 802, but
that's what we were drinking when we were all out in New Hampshire, Jay. That was what Mrs. Sci-Fi ordered.
The Angry Orchard.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. And my wife, I think, had two of them and was, since she's not much of a drinker, she was schnockered.
Oh, that's cute.
Brown chicken, brown cow. I mean, anyway. You're saying it was a profitable evening for you then?
No.
You fell asleep.
No. No. I'm sorry. I'm not one of those. She's asleep. She won't notice. I'm not that kind of guy.
Oh. You know, you could have done the whole man. Oh, honey, you were awesome last night.
I didn't say that she was a lightweight drinker. I said she's a seldom drinker, which means it's the. Oh, my cheeks are warm.
Yeah, I'm not really one to talk because I have a tendency to fall asleep after one drink myself.
That's how Alan drinks.
So
he falls asleep. It's very funny.
Yeah. All right. So you know what? Per Alan's request, the next time Alan gets drunk and falls asleep, I'm going to rape his ass, and then I'm going to tell him in the morning how awesome he was.
Hey, as long as I'm awesome, you know.
As long as you wear a condom.
And I can't take Nancy's call because she's not calling in. So
what?
Wow.
I don't have a call from her yet.
Stop that. We're going to talk about male rape if you don't call in. There we go. You know, because surprise morning sex is great unless you're in prison.
I ain't have nothing betwixt my nethers that hadn't been run on batteries.
Ooh, excellent, excellent time.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, someone's gonna call in and give some Kaylee love too. God damn it,
Kaylee was a close second, but
you know, I think every nerd girl purely, in the world can identify with Kaylee. Every nerd girl watches that episode where she wears the big poofy pink dress and. All the other girls kind of look at her like, who the hell are you? And then she ends up being the popular girl because she can talk with the guys about, like, spaceships and cool shit.
Yeah, I like
and every nerd girl's like, yes! You know, it's a great episode. And she gets to say Captain Tight Pants.
Yep.
In that episode. Shindig is the name of the episode, actually.
And he says she looks like a sheep on her hind legs.
Yes!
We have
Nancy. It's funny
because
it's true.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
Nancy!
Hi.
So, how's Buffy? Tell us.
I'm loving Buffy.
Okay. Do you have a favorite character yet?
I'm kind of liking Spike, but I've only seen him in one episode so far. Anybody that calls Angel and Uncle Tom's got to be all right in my book.
Yeah. Oh, it gets so much better, Nancy. You'll just love it. Stick with it.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, listen, I gave up Buffy to call to listen in tonight. So,
Wow. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
The things I do for this show, yeah.
We are blessed.
We are honored.
We're touched. You skipped out on Buffy watching to listen to this. I'm not sure you're right in the head. If I had never seen Buffy before and was two seasons into it and had the option of either watching it or calling in and listening to this show, I wouldn't be here.
Well, that's the difference between us. I'm loyal.
To a fault. But you have seen Firefly, right?
Yes, I love Firefly.
So, do you have a favorite character? You know, aside from Buffy.
It varies. I like Zoe in that I identify with being sort of second in command and just having to pick up the pieces a lot.
Hot and tall.
Thank you, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
And perfectly capable of kicking serious ass.
Well, as long as people believe that, that's all that matters.
And I have it under good authority that if they had made it to a second season, Zoe would have lied about her age, too.
I'm not lying about my age.
Bullshit.
Yeah, I think there's universal agreement on that.
Yeah, Nancy, I wanted to talk to you about, I hear that Susan is going around and meeting people and making them famous on the internet, you know, posing with them in pictures. And,
oh, you mean Larry Correa?
Yeah, I don't know who that guy is, you know, but what a lucky bastard to be able to pose with Susan.
He gets to pose with Susan. That's right. He was telling me I saw him in earlier this month. He said, "I can't wait to get down to Virginia because I get to meet Susan." True story.
Very funny. Very funny. Although when he was talking about how well behaved she was because his 7-year-old would be setting stuff on fire, my first thought was, "Oh, maybe Susan should be setting stuff on fire too. I've been negligent in training her. Why is she so well behaved? She should be torching stuff."
Buy her a cigarette lighter.
Oh no.
Go to town.
Nah, it's thinking small. WD-40 and a Zippo.
Yeah, Flint and Steel. I'll get her started next season.
Oh, there you go.
There you go.
Reality.
It's a little pyromania.
Oh, and Susan posed with that other guy, Arlie Ermey, whoever he is. But now he's famous on the internet.
I just keep telling her, use your powers for good.
Or to make money.
Sometimes they're mutually exclusive.
Who's eating?
Not me. I wish I had chips, but I don't.
Oh, by the way, Nancy, what did Larry Correa have to say to you? Because since you essentially starred in one of his books.
I didn't star in one of his books. I just get red-shirted.
But you didn't get red-shirted because you didn't die. I kept waiting for you to get killed, and I'm like, Jesus, she survived to the very end. Larry must have really thought a lot about her.
No, he already had a character written. He just stuck my name in there.
Oh. Huh. Did he like your shoes?
He didn't comment directly on the shoes. He's he noticed them, but a very nice gentleman. He's not going to say anything that's going to get him in trouble.
Awesome shoes. I just noticed in the photo of you standing next to him that you're about the same height. Pretty close.
Well, yeah, I had to wear the shoes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because Larry's like 7 feet tall, and you're right up there with him.
Yeah, you know, wearing 6-inch werewolf shoes on an army base at lunchtime, my inner introvert was cringing at the same time.
Yeah, I bet that got some attention.
Go back to the car, film some sensible black palms.
Ugh.
Okay. But I had to wear them. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for
calling.
Hello,
everybody. Back on task. Back on topic.
Sorry, we're all thinking about it.
Everybody's
sorry, we're too busy thinking of your shoes.
Everybody's silent.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Oh, thanks for calling, Nancy.
You're welcome. That'll teach you to ask me.
Yeah. No, it won't, but okay. Bye.
Good night.
Have a good night, Nancy. Oh, jeez.
Thanks, Nancy.
Okay, 214-530-0036. I have not seen...
I'm going to talk about politics for a minute.
Oh, okay.
I know. No, I'm not fired up right now. I'm too tired. But, you know, Barack Obama decided not only after, you know, after the embassy was attacked, he decided, hey, no problem. I'm going to go to Las Vegas.
I'm going to Disney World.
Yeah, but then, you know, he refused to meet with Netanyahu. But this, it just reminded me, because we were all talking about what we were drinking, and the whole Jay-Z, Beyonce
party. Are you drinking Jubru?
What? Hebrew. That's the name of that. It's not Jubru, that beer. It's not Jubru. It's Hebrew. Oh, my God. There's a beer called Hebrew. It's kosher.
It's Jubru.
It's not Jubru. Anyway, so Barack Obama at the party in New York with Jay-Z and Beyonce, you know, I read today, you know, they made a big deal about this big fancy party. It's like $40,000 a person to go to this party, blah, blah, blah. And it was at Jay-Z's hip hop club or some shit. I don't know. But there was like a 18-foot tall wall of gold champagne bottles. And everybody's like raving about how gorgeous these champagne bottles were, and oh my gosh, they're $800 a bottle and blah, blah, blah. But I learned today that, you know, out of respect for the economy, they very tastefully covered up the display with a black cloth.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Thanks so much. I feel better.
Yeah.
99%.
I wonder if Obama had solidarity with the crowd there and did a few rails off the off a glass table.
I was thinking he was probably like smoking with the Choom Gang again. Because, you know.
The Choom Gang.
His dope smoking buddies.
But, you know, Mitt Romney hates 47% of America.
Yeah.
I love how the media keeps reporting it was Mitt Romney's gaffe. I mean, he's a gaffe. No, it's not a
gaffe because it's fucking true.
It's true.
Well, it's the media. The gaffe is telling the truth.
Right.
How dare a politician tell the truth? Oh, my God. Horror.
I was talking with my neighbor who's, you know, hesitantly left-leaning, and he was mentioning about that 47%, and I just pretty much said to him, I said, you know, it's true, and that's the scary fact is, you know, once, you know, more than half the people are you know, working for the government or directly dependent on the government, that's a disastrous economic model. And that was pretty much the end of the conversation right there.
Yeah. It's just the facts, you know. Mitt Romney twice in 1 week stated the obvious. I think it was from the same.
It was.
The same leaked video. Oh, you know who leaked that?
Jimmy Carter's
grandson. Yeah. Okay.
Who would have kids with Jimmy Carter?
Well, there's that. But
and did you see who leaked the video?
Mother Jones.
Where did they get it from?
SwampRabbit.com.
Close.
Jimmy Carter's grandson, right?
Bingo. Yep.
Yeah. Rita was just talking like about that like 5 minutes.
I mean, having temporal distortion.
You're out of your element, Donnie.
I was on mute because I was eating chips.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Thank you. Oh, you're making me jealous with your chips. I want chips.
Well, he also, in addition to the 47%, he did the whole, you know, Palestinians don't want peace thing, which is, again, the truth.
The truth, but a gaffe.
Well, actually, they do want peace, but they want peace at the expense of all the Jews dead. So,
they'll be very, very peaceful once they kill all the Jews
right. And
all the Christians.
Actually, you know what? On second thought, I don't think they will, because even the other Arabs in the Middle East don't like the Palestinians. I mean, they kicked them out of that you know, all the other countries too. So it's not, I mean, it's not just Israel that was like, get the fuck out. All the other countries are like, oh, hell no, you ain't coming here.
Yeah. I mean, if you look up the, you know, the definition of Palestine, I mean, most of Palestine is in Jordan and Syria.
Right. And they didn't want those fuckers in there either. So, you know, I mean, it's, I think it's a, you know, it goes beyond just, you know, they're just assholes and that's all there is to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, they just have to kill off all the Jews, and then they kill off all the Christians, and then they kill off all the quote unquote wrong Muslims.
Right. That'll take a while.
And then they'll kill each other, and then it'll be peace.
Yeah.
It's like the ultimate weight loss program: cut off your head, and weight loss starts immediately.
That's true. It does. How to lose? What is it? 20 pounds? How much does your head weigh?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't really matter. You lose a lot of weight.
Stupid movie.
8 pounds.
Yeah, George Carlin isn't weighing very much right now. I'm just saying.
8.
Anyway, our calling number
530-0036.
Oh, we still have 39 minutes.
There was something else that.
Yes.
Oh, the thing about the Obama administration. Was finally this week saying, "Oh yeah, that wasn't a protest. They planned on attacking."
No, and it has nothing to do with the movie, right. Except now it does.
Yeah. Oh, now that they frog marched the producer at midnight on a fucking parole violation. Are right. You shitting me? We can't get illegal aliens out of this country after they fucking kill people, but. They send 12 deputies to this guy's house at midnight on a parole violation?
Right. Well,
really?
It wasn't even on a parole violation. It was to ask him.
Ask him about questions.
To chat about. You know, but Barack Obama's illegal alien uncle drives drunk, smashes into a fucking cop car. He gets slapped on a wrist.
Yeah.
You're free to go.
Sure.
This guy might have violated the terms of his parole. Frog marched in cuffs with a crowd of deputies in the middle of the night with news crews rolling. Are you shitting me?
Hey.
I'm sorry. That's one step away from the jackbooted thugs.
No, that is jackbooted thugs.
Yeah.
Well, no, he actually did something wrong or might have done something wrong.
Yeah, but...
There's the possibility existed.
Yeah, but you know what? When you have a parole violation that's an iffy thing like that, your parole guy calls you up on the phone and says, hey, come in.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, come in and see me. They don't send the feds. They don't send the FBI to come get you in the middle of the night for a parole for a suspected parole violation like that.
In the middle of the night with news cameras.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. That's frightening because they wanted his face on TV so he would I mean, it's a death sentence.
Sure.
His name is everywhere. They know where he lives. They know his name.
Yep.
But what other reason is there for doing that? What other reason?
There's no other reason. Well, you know? people are suggesting it's because they want to protect him.
Bullshit.
I know, but here's the thing. Okay, my point is this thing in Egypt and Libya on September 11th, what started this whole mess, was not about a protest about some obscure, nobody has watched it ever movie on YouTube.
Nope.
Except now, because it's been in the news, and because Barack Obama is trying to cover his ass with it, now, people in Palestine and Tunisia and Yemen and all over the Arab world, now they're using it as an excuse. So thank you so much, Barack Obama, for making it even worse, which is
well, it's
just
what he does.
Well, yeah. I know, but.
Well, because, you know, yeah. He makes it worse and then, well, you can't elect a new president and change. Leadership in the middle of this crisis? Oh, that's terribly. No, we can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think he can claim that because well, he can try, but he's going out of his way to say it's not a crisis though. I mean, it's you know, he's not playing it up. He's kind of like, yeah, whatever. I'm going to Vegas.
He's not.
But the media has been harping on this because Mitt Romney doesn't have foreign policy experience.
Well, they,
the absolute
Joe Biden does.
Ass screaming hypocrisy of these people. Just I'm choking on my rage
here. Jay's hate rage meltdown.
The absolute audacity of the media to make the claim that Mitt Romney doesn't have the experience compared to Barack Obama. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
But Jay, think about how clean
he is. You gotta think about that guy. That guy that they brought in for questioning, this movie guy. How convenient.
Yeah.
How fucking convenient that this movie... Oh, you know, I could just imagine some, like, Obama staffer being like, oh, my God, this movie. Here it is. We can, you know. And I'm sure they've been, you know, maybe they've known about this guy for a while. And what a convenient kind of patsy for them.
Well, and to put your, you know, to put a, you know, conspiracy theory hat on, you know, all the references to Muhammad in the movie are overdubbed.
Are overdubbed.
The actual,
yes. All of them.
Going on. And the actors that were actually played it said there was no mention of Muhammad when they filmed the movie. So,
and might I add, just an interesting parallel is I was talking about the followers of the Church of Latter-day Saints is a religious group that just gets constantly shit on, and amazingly, there hasn't been as much of it. As it was in 2008 when Romney was running for president last time, but you know you get stuff like the Matt Stone and Trey Parker of South Park doing the Book of Mormon, and like even worse was the John Voight piece of shit November Dawn, just shitting on all the Mormon people, and. How many riots do we have? How many embassies do we have burnt down? You know, has John Voight been frog marched? Has Matt Parker and Trey Stone been frog marched? No. So again, it's one of those things of it's only a bad thing if your religion is so civilized that you behead people for just basic schoolyard pranks.
Well, sure.
You know, two words: piss Christ.
Well, it's the same.
The Catholics weren't killing anybody over that.
No.
Well, somebody mentioned, I was in a museum and there was a bomb threat called in. There wasn't a real bomb, was there?
Yeah. Well, it's also like what we've mentioned before, where the SWAT team won't actually go in
right.
against somebody they know is armed and dangerous.
Because that's dangerous,
right? They'll they'll try to get the guy that, they'll bust in and knock the door down on somebody they know is asleep and isn't a threat. So.
We got no caller.
So.
No, I think we're done. I'm done.
He's done.
I'm done.
All right. That's it. Call in and we're done.
We have no callers, right?
You 10 nope. seconds to call
okay.
in.
Okay. I think we're. Seconds. We were winding down for the evening.
I'm a 30-second bomb. I'm a 29-second bomb.
Oh, that's an awesome movie.
All right, come on, you pee holes. Call in. That's right. I called you pee holes. Pick up your damn phone.
Okay. Good night, everybody.
Brita's going to go.
Bye.
Oh, night, Brita.
Night, Brita.
Oh, Brita. Oh, she's really gone. Look what you be... Everyone clap really loud, and you'll bring Brita back to life.
She wasn't feeling good anyway, so.
she's Tinker Brita.
Look what you fucking did. Oh. You guys should feel guilty.
Weird's got the hate rage breakdown, too, now.
Not really. I'm hammered on old English. What am I going to do?
Yep.
But seriously,
hey, look, we got
up
a call.
Your phone, and what you do is you push the
there's somebody called in.
Then you push the one button. Then you push the four.
It's
then there's a five, and there's a three. Then you hit zero.
Area code 937. Hello.
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 This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, Jerry.
We're doing fine. I hear you got a kilt. Let's talk kilts.
Kilt talk. There you go.
I hear you got a kilt.
I received it yesterday. So I have it on as we speak.
I hate you. I hate you both.
Yeah, I got mine. I got mine yesterday too.
Hate you both. You still hate me. Living closer to 5'11" bastards.
No, you got to remember why you still hate me. I don't have Comcast.
No, that just makes me envy you.
He just stuck his thumb in your eye, Jay.
Anyway, I thought I'd just call and say hi. I'm trying to drag. Your son's in Boy Scouts, right, Jay?
Yes, sir.
I'm dragging mine to Eagle. He's got 8 more days, and he's dragging his feet. And I'm like,
good for him. Good for him.
So anyway, so that's one thing we were working on. I had to get off the program for a little while. He'd get some blue card signed, and we talked to the lady that was signing and stuff. So.
Cool.
Alan,
you were an Eagle Scout, weren't you?
I still am.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. You are an Eagle Scout. And still a Marine.
That's right.
Actually, Alan would be true. He would be an Eagle Scout and a Marine.
That's right.
Because once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah.
That's what they tell me.
That's what Lee Harvey says, at least.
Wow.
They can teach you how to shoot, though. They can teach you how to shoot.
That's right.
I called in because you guys gilded me to call in. So,
hey, what's your do you have a Whedonverse character you like?
Yeah, I was thinking about any of the girls with the running around. I mean, you think? Hold on, Alan. Remember that lady that worked in the office for about 3 months when we were Brandy?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
She was your favorite Whedon character?
Yes, she was.
My favorite Joss Whedon character is Brandy in The Office. did she have large tracts of land?
And you would not know that Alan was a Windows administrator until she said she had a computer problem.
Hey.
So anyway.
I don't remember that.
And then as my normal habit is I'm working for a bankrupt company now, so.
All right.
I go from one company and then I work for a few years and they go bankrupt, so I don't think they're following me. Maybe I'm following them.
It's all your fault.
That's Jerry's fault.
That's correct. So. No, a friend of mine, his son's an Eagle Scout, also the guy that was here, and his wife. And he bought a 1022 for his son when he got his Eagle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Henry makes a Eagle Scout rifle with the Golden Boy.
Ooh.
Showing that to me. Yeah, I didn't either. And if you just Google Henry Golden Boy Eagle Scout, it comes up with the merit badges are engraved. The Eagle required five or six with merit badges are on the hand guard, and then on the stock it has the emblem, and you know, once an eagle, always an eagle. And so he's like, maybe that's what you should get him. I'm like, that or take Sauer, but yeah.
Just make sure it's an older Sig Sauer.
Yeah. or one of the gay rainbow ones. Oh, I'm sorry, that was hate speech, wasn't it?
Yes.
Well, I could use my chrome-plated Browning high power, I guess. I could give that to him. But then again, I wouldn't have it. So I don't know if I can do that.
Cool.
Maybe I should get Eagle grips made for my high power. And then, because, you know, actually, sometime I've been told I'm going to die. So I can't take it with me. So.
Yeah, that's straight-up bullshit. You're immortal.
I've been stabbed with a knife, and it didn't repair like that TV show I watched when I
was. It wasn't like Wolverine, is that
what you're saying? Yeah, but you know what? It didn't kill you either. I'm just saying.
I'm not saying
you can't be hurt. I'm just saying you can't be killed.
And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but the rest of that statement is sometimes you're maimed for life.
Yeah, that's for sure. Cool. Thanks for calling in, Jerry. It was nice talking to you. Bye.
Talk to you later.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Wow.
Ouch. Hey, you know what? We ought to end on a good note there because people are dropping off and it's kind of looking stupid. So,
and on a Christopher Reeve note?
Yeah.
I think it was Jim Henson who said, hey, anybody got an aspirin? I feel cold coming on.
Yeah. So we'll be back next week and y'all have a good weekend.
All right. Have a good night, folks.
I like bunnies and babies.